So today I did another consultancy clinic with a web design company. Well, actually, it's a couple of freelancers that work together, and they're looking to grow their business. And that's all well and good, and being a freelancer is great, and growing your business is great. But one of the things that we discussed in the meeting, which I think is a really good point if you're your own boss, is why do you want to grow your business? What's your aim and objective? So often we kind of just grow our businesses because there is lots of work there, and we want to meet that demand. But is that always a good thing? Sometimes you can end up creating this beast that you have to keep feeding, those employees that you need to keep busy. You're always having to find new jobs and keep people engaged and stuff like that. Now, there's a place for that, but it's not always a good idea. Just because you're growing your business and adding more staff doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be more profitable. So you won't necessarily make more money. Equally, growing your business doesn't necessarily mean that you yourself will be less busy. You think if you take on employees, then you'll have to do less yourself, but that's not true. So it's not always a good thing to get bigger. Ask yourself, what type of business are you trying to build? Are you trying to build a lifestyle business which allows you to work less hours and maybe earn some more money? Or are you looking to build up a business that you're going to sell in a few years' time? So often we're just reactionary in the way we run our businesses, but really we should be taking control and deciding where we want to go. Where do you want to be in your freelance career or in your small agency in 5, 10, or 15 years' time?